This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, Super Bowl of Politics. Nunes takes the cake and maybe the spotlight away from the Prez and the State of the Union address when it comes to what's going to be talked about on Sunday. Or maybe it's kind of a split kind of thing. I'm sure there will be conversation about Donald Trump, what he said, his messages, all that kind of stuff. But there will also be conversation about this crazy memo and everything. Is going to be released, and is there anything there in the memo, or what is the deal with the memo? FBI director does not want it out, and it's just absolutely crazy, you know? Former FBI director James Comey decided, you know what, I'm going to take a swing. So he lashed out at the unnamed weasels and liars on social media late Thursday, and this was hours before we were supposed to have this declassified controversial memo about supposed surveillance abuses over the objections of the Democrats. So Comey said, all should appreciate the FBI speaking up. I wish more of our leaders would. He wrote, but take heart. American history shows that in the long run, weasels and liars never hold the field so long as good people stand up. Wow. How about that? He even said, not a lot of schools or streets named for Joe McCarthy. That's a big old swing that he took there. So the president wants to declassify it. It contains technical edits made at the FBI's request. Sources say the edited version was shown to five FBI official types at the White House on Tuesday, and they were satisfied with the edits that they addressed the concerns they had about an earlier version of the memo. So maybe this is just a bunch of tug-of-war here. The memo is supposedly critical of surveillance during the 2016, the FBI surveillance, during the 2016 presidential ramp-up, the campaign, especially the initial stages of its investigation into the alleged collusion between Russia and Trump's campaign. Special Counsel Robert Mueller is investigating whether the Trump campaign, and we know this, improperly coordinated with Russia, and whether Trump tried to obstruct the inquiry. You know, it's, we keep going around in this circle. It's almost like we're in a runaway carousel, right? And your mom bought too many tickets, so she spent millions on the tickets, so you have to sit on that horse on the carousel that just goes up and down, and there's no way you're grabbing the brass ring. And that's what it feels like to me. If there's something there, bring it to light. Let's see it. What's there? Obviously, if the White House was cool with the release of the memo, in fact, they were saying definitely release the memo, I don't see what could possibly be so loaded in this memo that it'll be shocking and blow us all away and tank the fates and fortunes of too many in the Republican side of the aisle, because you would think then Republicans would be concerned, but Democrats say they're concerned. So because think of when it was 2016, Obama still would have been president. Yeah, I want to read it now. So they have intrigued us, and probably more people are interested, but I think those technical edits could be pretty interesting. They probably take all the juice out of it, if you know what I mean. So a young student, 12 years old, fired inside a Los Angeles middle school today. And now it's really coming to light that, oh, she was hysterical afterwards and it was accidental. It was a gun in her backpack. A 12-year-old girl taking a gun to school in her backpack. Really? So it happened just before 9 a.m. It was at Salvador B. Castro Middle School. And they didn't identify the student right away. The shooting was said to be an accident, where we keep thinking, and even right to the point of when I first came on the air, everybody thought it was, you know, maybe not. A female student, 15, shot in the wrist, taken to the hospital, fair condition. 15-year-old boy, pretty lucky. Why? Because he was hit in the temple. So there was bleeding, he was getting sick, there were all kinds of things happening to him, but he, if it had gone deeper, he would have been killed. Gunfire erupting during a first period elective class and included mixed grades in the middle school. So there's all kinds of people there. And we go to this whole thing. Why is a 12-year-old girl have a weapon in her bag? Where's the access? How does that happen? And the television cameras, this is L.A. They were all over this. So this is what people were seeing. They were just seeing these shots from a helicopter of people running, of craziness ensuing. And that's pretty scary, right? The police tape line, the whole thing. A lockdown, absolutely. And there's about 360 students in this middle school. So they do random weapon checks on the campus. And it's in the Westlake neighborhood of Los Angeles. So go figure. I just, wow. I mean, it's seeing the kids, you know, just mulling around while they waited for the all clear. It's a whole different world, isn't it? Whew. If somebody had said in the school that I was going to, hey, and I was 12, you know, your friend, Sandra, that popping noise you heard down the end of the hallway, she had a gun in her backpack. You'd be like, what? Gun? How could you have, what are you talking about, gun? So, I'm sure we'll find more details about that, but, for now, that's what we know. We move from that to also, what is political is the whole DACA thing. And the president is saying to the Democrats, listen, you got to stop dragging your heel on this DACA thing. He put out a tweet that said, Dems aren't just calling about DACA. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer have to get moving fast or they'll disappoint you again. We have a great chance to make a deal or blame the Dems. March 5th is coming up fast. And it is because we're already into February. So he's turning up the heat. And he's urging the Democrats to do something about it. He's even writing, start pushing Nancy Pelosi and the Dems, work out DACA. The White House last week released an immigration plan that offered a pathway to citizenship for 1.8 million of the Dreamers. What was the exchange? A $25 billion investment in border security, which really means a wall along the Mexico border. Along that Mexico border. So, you know, is there going to be some kind of a compromise? That's a big compromise, because if Democrats don't want to do the whole wall thing, now their hands are tied and vice versa. So if you're going to do the Dreamer thing, well, all right, we're going to do the Dreamer thing. But then you got to give us the other side of this. That's called compromise. How about this? I didn't even realize this, but Stan Lee, who is the man, he operates like a boss on all levels. He's 95. He had to be rushed to the hospital Wednesday after heart trouble. But I'm saying 95 and he's doing pretty good at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center. Just shortness of breath, irregular heartbeat. The guy is a bloody genius. If you know anything about what he's been able to pull together with Marvel. And, he was there for the premiere of Black Panther. But at 95, you know, you're going to start to have, if you're that blessed and you've had that kind of life, that's a life well lived, right? That's absolutely no question about that. Coming up next, you're going to love this story. Southwest airlifted a bunch of dogs and cats in several of the hurricanes. And the aftermath of the hurricanes with all the animals with no place to go. And wait till you hear what Southwest Airlines did a couple of times, but in particular they just did in Puerto Rico. Stay with us, Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
To be honest, when was the last time you took yourself, your significant other, your posse, I don't know, whoever in your world, and, you went to a movie. Movies used to be the thing, right? Yeah, there's some movie coming out. They're talking about it. It's a big deal. You're waiting in the line. You're going to the movie. Now, because there's so much else around us for entertainment, and frankly, because there's a lot of movies we don't like, and we hear them so much in trying to cherry pick, and I'm not even making fun of Hollywood, because actually they do make some great stories. And it is all about stories. I think the connection between people is stories, period. But then there are also a lot of clunkers that are made, and it's a question of, do you want to drag out to a theater or do you want to wait until it's streamed? I'd love to see numbers on that, and I don't know even what the numbers are because I don't know how you accurately find that. But I say that, and I love movies. It's a great escape for me to go to the movies or, frankly, go and smash some golf balls out on a range somewhere. Those would be two of my really favorite things to do. But not to go and pick one up that's a yucky movie. I like to go, it's boom, big screen, you got the comfortable chair you're watching, it's awesome, right? And so, unless it's just really brutal. And I mentioned that we saw I, Tonya, and that was good. If you remember that whole thing, it was funny, it's tongue-in-cheek, it was well-written, the acting was really good in it, but you'd have to be into what happened there and then the crazy irony of it all. This one is a movie I think a lot of people are interested in. If you're into Westerns, especially, you know, the Western can peek out and really grab you if it's done right. So this one is called Winchester. I'm going to let you hear a little bit about it, and then I'm going to let you hear a little slice of it, and then we're going to talk about it. Here's Winchester.
Thank you. gargantuan seven-story structure with no apparent rhyme or reason. Each maze of halls more confusing than the next.
It's under never-ending construction. It was built on the orders of a grieving widow.
Sarah Winchester is the majority shareholder of the Winchester Repeating Arms Company.
You want to take it away from her?
We're worried about her sanity, Dr. Price.
Do you believe in ghosts, Doctor?
I do not believe in anything I cannot see or study.
I can feel it. In the air, in the walls. This spirit has a power we've not seen before.
All right, so Winchester is the name of this. And there is an element of it that's the cowboy up element, but it's really the horror side of it. It's about the Winchester millionaires. They have a house, you know, the Winchester rifle. Sarah Winchester inherited the fortune made by the Winchester family. And she believes she was haunted by the people it killed. A spiritual medium told her that the ever-growing maze of rooms and hallways would help keep them at bay. So she was this recluse played by Helen Mirren. And this is a real house, and people are curious about it. It's in California. And now that this movie is out, it's even more of a tourist attraction in San Jose. And it's the Winchester Mystery House, and it's called one of America's most haunted houses. But it is there is that horror element that is weaved throughout this entire thing. So the movie's release has opened the doors for special tours and displays in the house, costumes that were used on the film, all that kind of stuff. In the movie, besides Helen Mirren, Jason Clarke, Sarah Snook, some people you would absolutely recognize, but there is the horror element of it all, and it has to do with this house being haunted, and she believes because of what the family did before for a living with the rifles, and felt like that's the reason why they could never shake that feeling. All right, our second movie is called Cage Fighter.
You want to know what separates us from normal people, Joe? This right here. This is what separates us from normal people.
Come on, Joe. Come on, old man.
You got to keep doing it until it is done.
You have to lose 25 pounds?
In a couple hours.
We don't have a couple hours.
Got a scratch?
Just a little scratch.
That's not a little scratch, Daddy.
I work in a boiler room all day long. I gotta eat.
If you get sick, there's less weight for you to cut.
What looks more impressive? Somebody who raises their hands and is all excited? Or somebody who falls over?
This Clayton guy.
What happened to you promising you wouldn't do this again?
The only time I feel on top of the world is when I'm fighting. It's the only time I have that sense that I like me.
The question is this actually moving into something called post-concussion syndrome?
I know you want this fight. You're just not ready.
I don't think this is ever going to end.
I need to close that book.
What happens if you get hurt?
Something has to be wrong with us.
I don't want to give it up. What's the most important thing to me? When do you know when you're done?
All right, so The Cage Fighter is a documentary action drama. How about that? It's gotten some pretty good reviews. Blue-collar guy, he breaks the promise he made to never fight again, 40 years old, he's got a wife, four kids, and he decides he's going to risk it, Joe Carmen, and go back into the fighting cage and come to terms with his past. It does really look to be pretty interesting, especially if you're into the whole fighting thing. If you're a UFC fan, it'd be fun to watch it. All right, we got to trail off with this one. Got grandkids, young kids, Bilal, a new breed of hero. Check it out.
Father?
Your father was a great man. What do you want to be when you grow up, Bilal?
I want to be a great warrior. And I want to ride on a big horse. And I will fight enemies and protect you and Mufasa.
That's very honorable, Bilal. But remember, a sword and a horse cannot make you a great man. Being a great man means living without chains.
Bilal, are you awake? Good. You're braver than I thought.
So you get the idea there, Bilal. It is an animated feature. Kids love animation, and there is a storyline to this that's pretty interesting to follow along. So if you go to the movie, send me a cheap movie review, americatonight.net. Click on contact, and bada bing, you're in, and I'll send you a copy of one of my books, Invade the Man Cave, or Level the Playing Field. Now we got Alyssa with us to talk about those dogs that were rescued in Puerto Rico thanks to Southwest Airlines. Stay with us.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Mama, did I tell you that I love you? Sure as the sky is blue, and that everyone needs a companion. This is undoubtedly true. But sometimes a baby brother just won't do. So if you'll allow me to get this off my chest, it's a simple, humble request.
Anita! Anita! O-G-N-A-D-O-G-O!
I'll tell you what, this story has really blown me away, and I know many of you as well, based on the tons of emails that I've gotten about it when I was talking about it on the air. And so we're so pleased to welcome to the show Alyssa Eliason from Southwest Airlines Communications Team. And unless you've been living under a rock, you have to know this story of the rescue of the 62 dogs from Puerto Rico. I mean, what a story. Alyssa, thanks so much for coming on. And the question is, how did that even get started? How did it get underway?
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having me this morning. So we were approached by Lucky Dog a few months ago in the wake of Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Irma. We had done a few animal rescue flights, and it was before Maria actually hit, and we were kind of evaluating to see where our operation would be. So Mira Horowitz from Lucky Dog reached out, and we kind of got the program in the works, and wanted to make sure we were taking care of people and our employees in Puerto Rico. And then once the operation got a little bit more stabilized, then we were able to kind of put the rescue flight into works. But it was a labor of love, and it took quite a few weeks to make sure that we were ready to handle this type of a rescue flight.
Is this the first time that you've helped with a pet flight?
Southwest, for the first time we handled one of these rescue flights was with Hurricane Sandy. So that was kind of our first go at trying this, and it was wildly successful. We were able to work with Helen Woodward Animal Center. So then when this past hurricane season hit so hard in Houston and throughout Florida and in Puerto Rico, we just knew that it was the right thing to do, and we knew that we needed to get those plans in place. So we drew upon that experience to really make sure that we were, you know, taking care of the animals and really helping out these animal organizations.
So because you had done that before, too, I would imagine the buy-in from the pilots and the staff was pretty great, and they were eager, I'm assuming, to do this, right?
Absolutely. You know, everyone at Southwest, you might hear about it from the outside that, you know, it's a great place to work and it's a strong culture. But it really is true that all employees at Southwest just really lead with their hearts, and they want to give their time to help out with worthy causes like this. And it's times like this that really Southwest shines. So, yes, we had volunteers, you know, coming out in droves wanting to donate their time to fly the plane and serve as a flight attendant on the plane. And, of course, with our dispatchers and scheduling, making sure all of that happened, it was pretty amazing to see the team come together.
Did you have a chance, by any chance, to be on that plane to Puerto Rico?
I was. So I was on the team that we started in Baltimore, flew down to Puerto Rico, and then came back in the same day. And it was just amazing to see, you know, plans that you've been working on for a while come into play, and the flight to take off and landing in Puerto Rico and seeing the foster families with these, you know, dogs and cats that they've been watching over for months while we were getting this all together. It was pretty amazing. There were a few tears.
I bet there were a few tears. And so the idea is, once you got the, for people who are hearing this, maybe they're hearing it for the first time, but whether they are or not, once you picked up the dogs and then you came back to the U.S., what was the process after that, the handover?
So Lucky Dog is an amazing organization, and they worked with PR Animals on the ground in Puerto Rico. They did a ton of legwork ahead of time to make sure that the cats and dogs were ready for transport. They were all up to date with any medical treatments that they needed. So once we landed in Puerto Rico, you know, we loaded up the crates onto the plane. We were able to put some of them underneath the seats. And then for the larger dogs that were traveling, we buckled them in with seatbelt extenders so everyone was in the cabin. And then once we landed in Baltimore, again, it was Southwest employees coming out, you know, ramp agents helping to unload the plane, and even, you know, customer service agents and leaders just coming out to bring these animals off the plane. And then they were transported up for adoption the very next day. And I know that the Lucky Dog organization had quite a few cats and dogs that were almost immediately adopted.
Wow, that is so cool. And then you see the reaction to it, and I mentioned it at the top, now that that's been completed, that process, and the media coverage has been, wow, wall to wall. I of course, talked about it and had a lot of phone calls and emails about it. We've seen television, print, other radio sources, and just a massive tsunami of social media support. Were you surprised by that?
We were excited to be a part of this story. You know, we really love being able to kind of be that transport for this organization. We are so proud to be a partner with Lucky Dog, and we were excited that, you know, they were able to share their story. So we're obviously very excited about all the, you know, social media support and news coverage that we've received, because really it's helped Lucky Dog with, you know, their donations and their volunteer drives and their adoptions. And that's really what we were, you know, the whole point of what we were trying to do with this.
Yeah, and so, and I can imagine for Lucky Dog, as you know them well and have now seen this partnership, what's happened there, and then got the reaction back from them, that has to be, as you said, the culture, there's so much heart in Southwest, that has to spread throughout the organization, right?
Yeah, so when we've been able to share this story with our employees, we've seen great support with employees coming out and saying, this is why I work for Southwest, it makes me proud to be a Southwest employee. So just all around, it's goodwill. And like I said, in these tough situations, it's where Southwest shines, when we can really lead with our heart and really give our time. That's what makes Southwest such a great company.
And we're speaking with Alyssa Eliason, Southwest Airlines communications team. She's part of it. She was actually there on that flight, which is so, so cool. I can't believe it. That what a great opportunity for you to really see what that's like firsthand. And, of course, Southwest has had a big commitment to social good. I know you work with the Red Cross and other nonprofits to assist in disasters.
Tell us a little bit more about some other things maybe Southwest has done that people aren't aware of.
So we really emphasize volunteerism and giving back at Southwest. We have a variety of programs that Southwest supports, but some of the most exciting and important to us here, I would say, would be our Tickets for Time, which is where we actually encourage our employees to donate their time to various nonprofits and organizations. And when an employee volunteers for a certain amount of time for an organization, we actually allow that employee to give the gift of tickets to that organization, which, you know, of course, travel is so important to many of these groups. So that's really exciting and something that we're really proud of. You know, we do also have a medical transportation grant program where we issue tickets to hospitals who then are able to distribute those to patients in need who need to travel for treatment. So we really use, you know, we are an airline, so we're able to transport people, but we really see that as an opportunity to help those who are in need.
Yeah, you know, and I was also thinking about this as you talk about that commitment that Southwest has and being known for that. That has to attract a lot of millennials, at least many of the millennials I work with, because so much of what they enjoy and what they like is, if I was going to label it, is to be involved with something like this. Have you seen that? And I know a lot of the reaction has been because of the millennials.
Yeah, I'd say, you know, internally at Southwest, we have a very diverse workforce. We're actually very proud that we have, you know, employees who have been here 20, 30, 40 years, but we also do have a growing workforce. And so we are attracting, you know, younger applicants who really see Southwest as not just a career, but a calling and a place where they can really do work that is meaningful to them and really make an impact in those communities that we serve.
So, and I'm bringing this back around again, and that feeling of heart, et cetera, and what you just described, the diverse culture that you have. So I'm sure there's so much buy-in to this pet rescues, and you mentioned the couple that had happened before, so you knew how to do that. And do you see that growing more? Do you have plans to stand by for future assists if that should happen for pet rescue missions of any sort?
Yeah, of course, these do take some time and some coordination to put together, but we do have great buy-in from our leaders because they see the need and where Southwest can fill that and be a partner to various organizations like we were for Lucky Dog. So we always stand by at the ready for, you know, if something happens in a community or if someone needs that travel, we always look to be the ones that can help with that where we can.
Alyssa, I got to tell you, as I'm listening to you talk about this, and I can just even hear the passion in your voice, if I were on that flight, it'd be so hard for me not to walk away with a bunch of pets, new pets. Is that tough for you after you flew back with them?
Oh, my goodness, yes. So about halfway through the flight, we were able to kind of watch. There was a veterinarian on board who was just checking in on the animals and, you know, making sure that they all were doing well. And at one point, we were able to pull some of the puppies out of crates. So I snuggled a puppy named Charlie for a little while, and it was hard to not take him home with me. They were just so sweet, and it was just a very meaningful and memorable flight.
Well, again, I got to tell you, it is such a great story, and I love the fact that so many people have learned about it, and now they're learning even more thanks to you having this conversation with me. And I'll tell you this, Alyssa, before I go anywhere, I know that I'll check Southwest every time before I fly because of the kind of airline that this is and just continues to show its true heart, absolutely. So thanks, Alyssa. We appreciate you coming on the show.
Well, absolutely. Thank you so much for the time, and thank you for your kind words and support.
A balanced meal for two. When I wake up at noon, candy bacon for you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The sound of the earthquake, the rhythms that you make, are making my head shake.
Boy, anytime I can talk about music, and anytime I can talk about music that was some of the great music, I'm all about it here on this show, as many of you know. Really pleased to be joined by Christopher Hill. He's written a book about rock and roll music in lots of different very famous publications, including Record Magazine, Spin, Downbeat, Deep Roots Magazine. I could go through everything, and it would take up this entire interview, so I don't want to do that. But he's also written a book called Into the Mystic, The Visionary and Ecstatic Roots of the 1960s Rock and Roll. Christopher, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Thanks for having me.
What is it about the 60s? I love the title, Into the Mystic. You know, when I think of mystic and I think of 60s, they kind of go together, especially music-wise, because there was a huge transition then, right? A big transformation when it comes to music at that time period.
Yeah, there was. And the word mystic is, of course, appropriate to it, because for a while there, between, you know, some point in the early 60s and the end of the decade, many of these bands kind of moved away from the sort of basic rhythm and blues or soul music that they had been interested in playing before, and began to get a little weird. And they began to experiment with different types of instrumentation, different types of ideas, and they began to think about different states of consciousness, you know, because they were, among other things they were experimenting with, psychedelic drugs at the time, too. So a lot of the sound and the subject matter became a lot more varied, a lot more interesting, and a lot of it had to do with the kind of concerns that people would call mystical or spiritual.
Absolutely. absolutely. I'll tell you what felt really like I was in the middle of the 60s is the first time I went to Haight-Ashbury, and you talk about it in your book, The Acid Culture and the Culture of Hate. Of course, the Dead were probably the most famous, and you say this in your book, the most famous proponents, and gave the heirs of their mainline Protestantism an injection of inferiority like they hadn't had since the Romantic era. Wow, explain that. I love the way you put that.
Well, what I mean is that starting in the Haight-Ashbury district in California and in other neighborhoods, you know, urban neighborhoods around the world that were kind of similar to it, they began to experiment with different states of consciousness. Once again, a lot of this via the help that they got from psychedelic drugs like LSD and smoking a lot of marijuana. But what happened is that this idea of there being other states of consciousness other than the ordinary day-to-day normal one that we all use to get through the day, this became an idea that spread even without the use of these substances. People across America and really across the world began to be intrigued with the idea that there were many, many modes of consciousness and many perceptions that were blocked off to them in their ordinary daily consciousness. And I think that's the message that was the culture of the hate that I refer to. And I think that became sort of, I think that did affect sort of the consciousness of the whole world in a way.
So do you think that because of the nature of some of the music, like the Dead's the great example, is that why there's this nostalgia always to hearken back to it, even for some younger people who aren't aware of some of the deep roots of what went on in the 60s and again, that transformation? I think there's an interest there. We're seeing college courses on it, et cetera. Do you think that's why?
Yeah, anybody who maybe just old enough to have experienced a bit of this firsthand will typically have the experience of a younger person saying to them something like, "Boy, I was born too late," or "I wish I had been born back then." granted, looking back, it all looks like sort of one huge party, which in a sense it was. But it was also, like I said, there was also some really serious thought about, you know, what's the nature of human consciousness and can we work with it in a way that would just tend to make more people more fulfilled and more happy. And the Dead certainly had that ethos. You know, that was the point of what they were doing. They started out being sort of the house band for Ken Kesey's Acid Tests back in like 65 and 66. But eventually they came into their own. And the story of their following of the Deadheads is, you know, that's when you talk about younger people who probably weren't there the first time around who want to participate somehow in the mystique of that era, the Deadheads are probably the classical case.
Boy, yeah, isn't that the truth? If you were to even compare a group today or a sound today, is there anyone that equals that you can think of off the top of your head?
Well, I'll tell you, I'll give a plug for a band I really like. The band that gives me the most pleasure of anyone making music right now is a band from the north of England, from Yorkshire, called Trembling Bells. Mm. And I recommend you all to go on YouTube and check it out, especially a song called Just as the Rainbow. Boy, I tell you, I get the same kind of chills from that you can get from like hearing Gracie Slick with the Jefferson Airplane. They have a wonderful female lead singer, a very big, powerful voice, and it's a little bit folk rocky, and it draws a little bit on the on English and Celtic stuff, but I find it very accessible and. And it rocks, and I would like to see more people enjoy their music.
Boy, no kidding. I love that sentiment. What was it like for you pulling this all together? Because it seems like, in reading it, it feels like it's so your passion. Was it hard to pull this all together? I mean, you're a prolific writer, but in trying to take this kind of a theme and really nail it, which I think you did, how tough was that?
Well, it just kind of, you know, you say pulling it all together, it kind of fell together in a way that felt kind of natural, and which confirmed me in my hope that I was on to a true theme, a true topic here. Of course, I had been listening to this music most all of my life. So you could say the research went on for many decades. But as I started writing it, I had sort of an inkling of an idea what this was going to be about. But you often find, as you're working on something, as you're writing on something, that you really only find out what it's about after you've been writing for a while. And that definitely emerged from this, and I think I managed to find a theme that sort of runs through all of these very, very different kinds of musicians.
Yeah, and as somebody who lived through that, what was that like?
Well, it was great. I mean, I didn't run off to the hate or anything like that. You know, I was just out there in the Chicago suburbs, you know, in middle America. But you really, one of the fun things at the time was that you really felt like with each new album that came out from any of these musicians, any of your favorite musicians, that you were really getting sort of like a message from headquarters about what was happening in the country and various responses you might have to it. It's kind of like, you know, the French Resistance before D-Day picking up these secret messages on the radio telling them to go blow up the railroad tracks and things like that. But anyway, it was that was lots of fun because it had sort of the fun of being in a secret society. And then the importance we accorded to that music was, you know, as high as we could have accorded to any kind of art form, any novels or movies or anything like that. It was really when a new Stones album came out that was, you know, that was the big deal at the moment, and everybody would be listening to it, and every party you went to would be playing it.
Oh, I love it. Perfect place to end this. Pick up the book, Christopher Hill, Good Stuff, Into the Mystic. Love it. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.